This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Steph On Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I'm already doubting what year it is. So as we record this, it is December 17th, 2021. We're closing in. This is our second to last, fingers crossed, recording session of the year. And as 2021 comes to a close, we wanted to look back on some wins and first women accomplished this year. This is by no means an exhaustive list. If we left out someone you feel we should be shouting out, please write in. Also, it's pretty US-centric. Sorry about that. So always feel free to give us more perspective from all over the world. We love hearing about that. And also, this one's just going to be a bit shorter because we are trying to take a few days off, and I'm assuming a lot of you are probably, you know, who knows? We would love to hear how you celebrate New Year's. You know, Samantha and I like to stay in.
Yes.
Onesies.
Send us all of the information, your traditions.
Yes.
And or new things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Please, please let us know. And as always, you know, you've heard us talk about this a lot when we have our female first episodes with Eve. There's a lot of context around first and what gets recorded and what doesn't and who helped. You know, we're always learning new things, which is exciting. Most of these are very obviously recent because it happened this year, but worth keeping in mind.
Right.
Always. Yes. So I know this is like a loaded question. Is there anything of 2021 that you're going to remember, Samantha? Anything big for us, you know, personally or for the show? Anything at all?
Oh my goodness. There are so many things that I'm not going to remember and so many things I'm going to blur with the last 2 years as well.
Yeah.
This is kind of my problem. Time no longer exists and it just runs together as if it's like soups running together. I'm not really sure. I think I'm hungry. But for me this year, there's a lot of growth. I will say I'm trying to figure out my own stressors at times like these, realizing how super awkward I am because I have been away from people, realizing that I really do love masks in a way that because I have developed a new habit, not a new habit, but a more pervasive habit of talking to myself in public spaces. So having a mask is now such a nice cover up to pretend like I'm not doing that. Let me think what else. I can't think of anything really good because I don't do much. This is that loaded question of what have you been up to? And though I haven't seen you in 3 years, nothing has changed. So I don't know what to tell you. We will be having some big announcements in, I think, next year that we're not really talking about because we're crossing our fingers that we've been working a lot on. And I feel like that's been a focus for us for a few months.
Yes.
I know people are like, what? You'll get it soon enough.
But and it's not scale. It's not going to mess this up. So don't be freaking out about that.
No big changes. Just some like big projects for us. Yeah. So like I feel like that's been a focus for us, and I'm hoping everything goes well. So ... on that one. What about you? We were on Oprah's daily list at one point. Yeah. I was very excited by that because I'm like, the fact that we are in the vicinity of the name of Oprah was a lovely, lovely surprise.
It was. That was. I'm totally with you where everything is kind of blending together. And like looking back, I'm like, when did that happen? Like 5 years ago or like yesterday? Right. I'm not sure. And we recently had our company holiday party and it was extremely awkward at first because, you know, you don't be like, how are you? And I would just sit there in silence like, when was the last time I saw you?
Right.
Has anything happened of note?
Exactly.
That isn't like a bummer to talk about at a holiday party. I mean, getting the vaccine booster, that was nice.
Right. Oh, I figured I've made a lot of new cocktails this year. I'm very excited about my growth in that.
Yes, I am as well because I get to enjoy your efforts in that. I did discover Disco Luke, which I'm very happy about. I think a lot of it, I'm also like going through a lot of growth and trying to figure out some stressors and where they come from, but also just through this show, it's very rewarding to always read new things or learn new things or expand your mind. Still on my like coming out journey, I feel like, and that's been really interesting. But yeah, I think through this show, I do feel like every year, I think, wow, I've just learned so much. And a lot of it's from you listeners. So that's awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But yeah, we wanted to shout out some women who did some amazing things this year, some firsts. And we're going to start in the world of sports. So we got to start with the GOAT.
Obviously.
Simone Biles, yes, became the first woman to ever attempt and complete the Yurchenko double pike vault in competition in the U.S. Classic. So obviously that was huge, but then on the tails of that you have Simone Biles and Naomi Osaka, among many others, sparking a conversation around mental health and sports, particularly when it comes to women of color. So I think I'm gonna remember that, and I think that is a very much needed conversation. And it, partially because of things like the USA Gymnastics, which reached a $38 million settlement with Larry Nassar survivors, Coach Larry Nassar. So obviously this conversation around mental health and sports and sexual assault and all of that is incredibly important to have and very difficult and painful for people to speak out about. So,
right.
Yeah.
Also should be noted, she was named Time's Athlete of the Year.
Yes.
As she should be.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Just to go ahead and put that out there. Also want to talk about Laurel Hubbard, who became the first openly trans person to compete in the Olympics. We talked about her a little bit during our Olympics Women Around the World special. So congratulations to that. Also going to put in here, Michelle Kwan, not necessarily about sports, but who was a world champion as well in the figure skating world of Olympics. But she has just been named the ambassador to Belize, as she should be. I just wanted to name that.
That's awesome. Yes. Yes. And then at the age of 39, soccer player Carly Lloyd became the oldest woman to ever make the roster of the U.S. women's national team at the Olympics. And then I just wanted to put in here all of the stuff around uniforms and sexualized uniforms and codified sexualized uniforms. Getting changed. We're seeing some changes thanks to women protesting and being fined in some cases and really starting this conversation. So very happy to see that.
Yes. Beautiful.
And then at the 2021 Super Bowl, Sarah Thomas became the first woman to referee the Super Bowl for the NFL, which is one of those things where I'm like, really?
Right.
Wow. Now I want to know everything about women refereeing things. So
it's a pretty, because we talked about the baseball as well. That's a rare thing. Like the fact that it's happening, it's rare.
Yeah. So listeners, if you have anybody, any information, anybody we should shout out, please let us know. But for now, let's talk about some entertainment stuff.
And we could not mention Amanda Gorman, who became the U.S.'s youngest known inaugural poet, killing it, making everybody feel the feels, and her words and her poetry, just beautiful. I know her poetry book is out there now. Where's my copy? Did I order one? I'm going to have to go check up on that because her words are strong and beautiful. And yes, 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 she is what 2021 needed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It really got me back into poetry. I know we've talked about how we like poetry,
yes,
but I was like, look how amazing this is. Look how powerful this is.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then we have Chloe Zhao, who became the first Asian woman to win a Golden Globe for Best Director. She made history again when she won the Oscar, becoming only the second woman ever to do so and the first Asian woman. And we've talked about a lot of these women and people in past episodes. But yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Also, she directed The Eternals. I thought was beautiful.
It was fun. Had a good time.
I gave it a thumbs up. We should talk about it one day, Annie.
We should. We're kind of loosely talking about doing a big Marvel spoiler extravaganza.
The whole thing, y'all.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ+ bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
And then, of course, we've talked about Taylor Swift a lot, but yes, she became the first woman to win Album of the Year 3 times in Grammy history. And if you want to know more about the things that's happening in her life, go listen to our Women in Entertainment episode that we did.
Yes, and just to underscore how amazing an accomplishment this is, I believe only 3 other men have done it. So it's not like there's a lot of people. So get it, Taylor Swift. We also have Beyonce, who secured more Grammy wins than any woman in Grammy history with 28 wins.
Yes, and apparently she just got on TikTok. I just read that somewhere. Like, as of last night, quietly got onto TikTok, and you know it's going to blow up. Yes. To be fair, like, we definitely follow her Instagram, and it's more of her clothing brand, which I'm okay mm-hmm. with, because I was like, I want a box from Beyonce.
yes.
And then there's MJ Rodriguez, who made history as the first openly trans person to be nominated for a major acting award at the Emmys. And yes, much congratulations. And I think she's in a couple of movies coming up, and I really want to see her in that, because she killed it in Pose. Like, every line, I was crying. Oh, my God. So good.
speaking of crying, then we have Viola Davis, who became the most nominated Black actress in Oscar history with 4 nominations. Should be more. But yeah. Still, congratulations.
and then Jamaica Wilson and Mia Neal also broke Oscar history when they became the first Black women to win for makeup and hairstyling for their work on Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Speaking of Viola Davis, yeah, I still haven't seen that. We need to watch that.
We do. We should add it to our long list of Feminist Movie Friday contenders.
But yeah, we've been talking about doing that one for a minute, but I don't think it was too soon after Chadwick Boseman's death. Mm, I don't know if I can watch it right now.
Yeah, that's legitimate. That's legitimate. Well, moving on to politics. Dr. Rachel Levine became the first openly transgender 4-star officer in the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps. So that's pretty awesome. And Sarah McBride became the first openly trans state senator this year.
Right. And of course, VP Kamala Harris became the first woman in the role and briefly, and I meant to tweet this, was the first woman to hold the role as the president of the United States when President Biden went in for his little procedure.
Right. I saw that like happening in the news. I was like, wait, what? Oh, okay, I got you. Dr. Jill Biden became the first lady to hold a full-time job outside of being first lady, which sounds like it's a lot of work anyway.
And this education. So, oh my goodness.
Right.
And then Janet Yellen became the first woman to head the U.S. Treasury Department since its inception.
And Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala became the first woman and first African person to serve as Director General for the World Trade Organization since it was created in 1995.
Right, and Michelle Wu became the first Asian American woman and first person of color elected as the mayor of Boston. Congratulations.
Yes. Elaine O'Neill became the first Black woman and woman of color to be elected as mayor of Durham, North Carolina.
And then Representative Deb Haaland became the first Native American person and Native American woman to be named Secretary of Interior. She's doing some big things.
Yes, yes.
Always have to shout that one out.
Oh, yes. So, like we said, this is just a small sampling. There's been so many women who have done amazing things, people who have done amazing things this year. We've really made some strides, and I know, like, it's been hard. It's been a tough year. And having these things, having women like this, it's so inspirational, and it's good to shout them out. You know, I feel like sometimes it's easy to get really lost, and I blame no one for this in all of the bad news. But it's nice to remember some of the good things that people have been doing. But speaking of getting lost in the sadness, let's not forget that for women, particularly women of color, we've been the hardest hit by this pandemic. And there have been substantial setbacks that we have talked about on here and are going to continue to talk about. And also, you know, there's plenty of amazing women activists who are fighting to make a lot of the change we talk about possible, who don't get as much of the attention, though that they should. And that's one thing I know, Samantha, we're trying to accomplish in our segment, Women Around the World. And listeners, please, you know, if there's somebody and you're like, this person's doing amazing work and they're not really getting the accolades they should, we want to know about them.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. But in the meantime, we hope that you're well, that 2021 has been at least okay for you, if not better than okay.
Right. And also, please send us what your favorite thing has been from this year, yes. Whether it's one of our episodes. Let us know what we're doing right. don't be too mean. But also what we're doing wrong. But we would love to hear what you would like to hear more of. We love good suggestions. Y'all have been sending us some amazing suggestions, which we've been able to place into like movies and books. And we love that aspect. And yes, your suggestions for talking about specific people, specific events, those are so important to us. And as much as we want to keep up, we're only two people. It's really hard sometimes to get all of that in. So yes, the more the better. As you know, if you're researching something and send it to us, we're going to highlight this because you did some good work and we want to publicize your good work and give you the credit that you deserve in being a part of this incredible listenership that is a world and a bubble in itself that I delight in. So please send us those.
Yes, you are invaluable to this whole thing. And we're so grateful to have you. We're looking forward to creating more content with you in mind as part of our community in 2022. And you know what? If you just want to send us, what is the thing you're most proud of that you've done this year? What is something that you're just so like...
We want to celebrate.
Oh, we want to celebrate with you. We want to celebrate you. So please, please email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com, or you can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffUnneverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Who's done some amazing things for and with us.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.